Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. In 1855, the troops at Fort Lancaster, located west of Ozona, escorted mail and freight trains, as well as settlers who were often attacked by Apache and Comanche who roamed the area between San Antonio and El Paso.
They usually had around 106 individuals stationed here at its high point. Fort Lancaster was actually founded in 1855. It was named after Job Roberts Hamilton Lancaster. He was a West Point classmate of Captain Stephen D. Carpenter, who was killed by lightning in Florida during the Seminole War.
Chris Elliott is a ranger at what is now the Fort Lancaster State Historic Site. On October 15th, the park will commemorate the 150th anniversary of the fort with a celebration of historical proportions.
We're going to have soap-making blacksmith. Also, we're going to have our Frontier Fort Garrison. They'll be providing most of the cannon demonstrations. We're going to have mountain howitzer demonstrations, also raising of the flags with the Boy Scouts.
And no authentic recreation of the time would be complete without the food of the era. Sarsaparilla cola and rock candy will be served, as well as a barbecue lunch. Funds raised from the event will help to support the Fort Garrison. Fort Lancaster is located on Highway 290, off Interstate 10, near Sheffield. For more information about the anniversary, go to our website, passporttotexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.